The Associated Press characterized the California Cap and Trade Emissions Initiative as landmark. CBS called it the most wide-ranging of its kind in the nation. The website for an NBC station in San Diego claims California is the first state in the nation to try to lower greenhouse gas emissions via cap and trade, and that it would be a national model. But a model program already exists. Since 2008, Northeast states have participated in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative to control carbon dioxide allowances. The Adirondack Council buys allowances during the quarterly auctions. Spokesman John Sheehan says the California and Northeast programs are similar.
It's very similar in its mechanism that it uses a cap and trade program for reducing carbon, but it's only one state, and of course the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative here in the East Coast is 10 separate states. One of the differences is that our program covers electric power plants only, and California is attempting a more economy-wide program at this point. They've also done something important in that they have set a minimum price for carbon allowances at $10. There is no minimum being set by the Regional Greenhouse Gas governing body, and it's been down in the neighborhood of only a couple of bucks. California, they chose to set the minimum price, and I think that that is one way that we could have gone here, but not enough states agreed that should be the way it works.
ENE, Environment Northeast Director of Market Initiatives, Peter Shattuck.
I think Reggie served as both an example and a proof of concept for California. When the REGI program launched 3 years ago, greenhouse gas cap and trade programs had not been rolled out in the U.S. So the way REGI has been seamlessly incorporated into the Northeast economy and created real benefits for participating states, I think, helped pave the way for the California program. One of the great successes of REGI was selling off the right to pollute rather than giving away these allowances, which are basically permits to release a ton of greenhouse gas. Instead of giving them away for free, the REGI states decided to auction them off and reinvest the proceeds in energy efficiency, which has the multiple benefits of reducing consumers' electricity bills, and it also reduces greenhouse gas emissions.
John Sheehan says REGI has set a tone and hopes the entire country will move to similar cap-and-trade programs.
California is improving on the model that is in place here in the Northeast in some ways, and I think that as we work to essentially get the rest of the states in between the Northeast and California to participate over time, that the program will change again. But hopefully it'll continue to progress toward a more efficient and effective way of controlling carbon.
ENE, Environment Northeast, reports that Quebec plans to launch a cap-and-trade program in 2013 and then link with California's economy-wide model in 2014. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.